Good morning, everyone. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of January. You know, as I've lived now 67 years down to my life, I have worked for many different companies and have had many different bosses. And many times in those organizations, the person designated to be the boss was not the boss at all. Fixture. The boss was not readily apparent. And so this morning, I have the question that I ask is, who's really in charge? Who's really in charge? Who's really the boss? There's a lot of people that think that in the United States, the president is the boss. He makes the final decisions. Biden has done more executive orders in a shorter length of time than any other president. Who's behind his executive orders? He didn't write all those executive orders up. You can believe that. But who's behind Joe Biden? And who's behind Joe Biden's boss? And who's behind Joe Biden's boss's 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 boss? Who's in charge? And then there are those people out there that believe that, you know, man is in control. Man is his own boss. You know, I've heard many people say, well, you can determine your own destiny by your choices. You can determine your own financial income. You can control thing about your life by making decisions. Well, these people are deceived. That's why I wrote this book, Lies of Free Will. Do you control your own destiny? And the answer to that question is no, you do not control your own destiny. You're not the boss. You're not in charge. By the way, if you'd like a copy of this book, if you will send me an email, I will get you a PDF copy of it free of charge. No cost. Who's in charge? Well, the Bible says that Jesus Christ created all things, and by him all things consist. Colossians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that he works all things after the counsel of his own will. And Genesis 1 tells us in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. If the Creator isn't in charge, then I don't know who is in charge. If God isn't the boss, then I don't know who is the boss. Devil, Satan, Lucifer, he said, I will arise and be as God. I will, I will, I will. Didn't work out too good for him, did it? So this morning, let's remember who's in charge. Let's remember that God is sovereign over evil. God is, you know, God is not taken by surprise by all these evil devils, these fallen angels, these reprobates that were vessels of wrath, fitted for destruction. God's not surprised. God created them. He says that in the Romans 9 that there were vessels of wrath created for honor, and there were vessels of wrath created for destruction, fitted for destruction. There are two kinds of people on the face of the earth. Reprobates, vessels of wrath fitted for destruction, and those who have been recipients of God's mercy and grace. People don't like to hear that, but the fact is, God is in charge. He's omnipotent. He's not impotent. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's all-knowing. He's immutable. He's eternal. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? So think about this morning and realize that God is in charge. He's the boss. God bless.